Yeah, I'm in the booth.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Welcome to the Webstyle Magazine Podcast. I'm your host, Evan Hawks, and you've sat down with us again and again. As I say always, I appreciate the time and energies you put into listening to this podcast, whether you're downloading us from iTunes, Podomatic, listening to us on the website, or through our various apps. We appreciate the time you give to Webstyle Magazine, and it's greatly, 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 I'll say it again, it is greatly appreciated. We have a great show for you today. First up, I just want to take note to make sure you go to the site to see a lot of the things that we posted in June. One of the articles that I'm most excited about, as always, is our Women of Webster interview. This month, it is with Jillian Ashley. Ms. Ashley is a Washington, D.C. native who is a biostatistician by trade, but also dabbles in e-commerce with her Vintage Word Rocks website, where she sells vintage clothing, mostly for the ladies. She has a category for the men, but as right now, it is still kind of bare, and I got on that a little bit, but she provides some really great insights into a lot of the questions that we asked her. So I say definitely go to the site, check her out, and check out the article. And again, check out all the other stuff we posted in June. Another spotlight is our look at the Paul Frederick summer line. It's a really nice line. They have a really dope, yes, I said dope, red windowpane blazer, which was really, really awesome. But their summer line is a lot of pastels, a lot of yellows, a lot of summer colors, mostly with shirts and ties. But they have a really great collection of seersucker suits, blazers, and vests to go along with those ties and shirts. So check out our lookbook of the Paul Frederick line for the summer 2014. So check out the site for those things and all the other things that we added during the month of June. Right now, I'm going to take you to one of our last interviews from AwesomeCon. We interviewed Miss Heather Larkin, who is an aspiring storybook artist who created this wonderful graphic novel based off of the old CD-ROM game Myst. So we were able to talk to her. So sit back, relax, listen to our interview with Heather Larkin, and then we'll be back after the break. Okay, we're here with Heather Larkin. How are you doing, Heather?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. I see here you have a book called Myst. Could you tell us about that, please?
Yes. So Myst, if you know, someone might recognize it from the game that came out in 1993. The CD-ROM game is very popular. And there was a novel that went with it, and I loved that novel for a long time, and I decided to make it into a graphic novel. And I asked the creators of Myst if I could sell it, and they agreed.
Awesome.
So I'm very excited to be selling it here today for the third time. Yeah. And I also have some art books that I'm selling, just art that I've done over the years that I like, and some smaller books. Art.
Good. Tell us about Mr. Cat and the Subway Gates.
Mr. Cat and the Subway Gates. So this is I'm trying to get into the storyboarding industry and animation industry in Hollywood. So I'm working on storyboards for my portfolio, and this was one. It's about a cat trying to go to work, but it's not happening. Subway Gates are not letting him through. Shenanigans thereafter.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Well, where can people find you?
They can find me on my website, larkinheather.com. One word.
Okay.
Yeah. I also update my Tumblr. I try to update it pretty frequently, larkinheather.tumblr.com.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Heather. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed the interview with Heather Larkin. It was really great meeting the young lady back in April at AwesomeCon in D.C. Now, switching notes just a tad bit. Well, it's really a whole lot. I am not a shoe guy. I have never really been a shoe guy. I will consistently have one or two pairs of shoes, and I will wear them out until the soles come off, until there are holes in them, and then I will buy a new pair of shoes. Well, I've realized maybe about a year or so ago, just from a personal standpoint, I had to maybe not have a whole collection of shoes like some people, but I need to invest more in my shoes and be wise about where I spend my money for a pair of shoes. And some of the things I've learned over the past year, and maybe a little bit longer than that, are two quick ways or easy ways to really save money on your shoes. One, find a cobbler. Taking care of your shoes and getting your shoes repaired can extend the life of your shoes, and you pay a lot less money over the long run compared to buying new shoes every 3, 4, 5, 6 years, whatever it is. For instance, I have a pair of shoes that I recently had fixed, new heels. I really walked out of them, had to get them patched, restitched, resewn. Cost me $40 for the pair when I paid $60-$70 for them maybe 3-4 years ago. I put that much wear and tear they needed really to be replaced from the bottom and the top. But I got about, you know, 3-4 years of worth out of them and then added another $40, which potentially the heels are probably better than the ones that came on the shoe to begin with. And this will extend the life of my shoe maybe for another 3 or 4 years. So right there, I'm saving a lot of money just from getting the shoe fixed by an experienced cobbler. And luckily here where I am, there are no shortage of those sort of establishments here. And another way to really look for shoes on an inexpensive level, go to your local thrift stores. Again, another instance, I need a new pair of brown shoes. The shoes I had just would not really fit with a lot of things that I wear. They were more of a loafer. I didn't have too much of any other brown shoe, Oxford or what have you. So I knew I needed a pair. So I ended up going to a thrift store here in the area, and I found a pair of brown shoes, brown Oxfords, really, really nice, that were barely used. It was really baffling to me, and I was really happy, and they were in my size, which usually isn't the case. Barely used, and these shoes retailed for about $100 by themselves. I bought them for $19 after tax and everything was added into it. And it was a great experience for me because I'm cheap. But, you know, when you really look around and spend your time, you can really find an affordable shoe. If you're willing to go to thrift stores, you know, I bought the shoe and I pretty much soaked it in Lysol for like a day or so, killing any kind of germs, bacteria, what have you. But, you know, just from the course of 1 week, I spent $59 on shoes. And I have two pair of shoes now that will last me for years to come, more than likely, as compared to if I had spent $59 or $60 for a pair of shoes somewhere, I walk out of them in a year. So those are two great ways to really keep your shoe game up, to have the shoes that you need for your wardrobe and your style, but also not to break the bank when it comes to keeping those shoes, one, in stock in your wardrobe, but also keeping them repaired as far as extended use from them. And again, thank you for listening to Webstyle Magazine podcast. Hope that you enjoy the show, got a little bit of knowledge, got a little bit of entertainment, and just got a whole lot of fun out of everything. Again, I'm your host, Eldon Hawks. You can find us, of course, at WebstyleMagazine.com. You can find us on Twitter, Webstyle, on YouTube and Instagram at WebstyleMag. Find us on Tumblr. You can find us a whole host of other places. Just search for Webstyle Magazine and we will come up. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you for your continued support and your continued patronage. And you can buy a whole lot of things, you can research a whole lot of things, you're looking at all these things that are fashion or fashionable or things about style. But when it comes to style, be you. You can be stylish, but always, always, always be you. Thank you again, and I'm out.
I'm in the studio now. Yeah, I'm in the booth.
but this ain't